This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, August 21st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Corn futures prices were higher today, fueled by the Pro Farmer Crop Tour discovery of both southern rust and tar spot disease in corn. The tour still sees potential for a record crop, but the extent of damage is hard yet to predict. Some analysts say disease pressure is noted in all Iowa counties. In Illinois, the tour participants feel the yield of the USDA could be too high by 7 to 9 bushels an acre. Overall, the tour's results do not seem to match the lofty yields in the August WASDE report, but still again see record production. Export sales supported for corn, with new crop sales reported of over 112 million bushels. In negative news, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange stated Argentine farmers would plant roughly 10% more area to corn and no doubt see record crops. For soybeans, crop tour participants have found record pod counts in several states. However, in the Eastern Belt, there are many dry spots in dire need of rain, and there's little, if any, on the radar in the coming 10 days. Word that China's soy imports for July from Brazil rose 14% above last year to a record large 10.4 million metric tons, seen as negative in the market. Analysts say China has already covered most of their October needs and part of November as well. It doesn't leave much room for U.S. exports. The U.S. did report export sales of 421,000 metric tons of soy to China in July, but new crop sales to China are still at zero. President Trump today had tied renewable energy sources to the whipping post, blaming them for skyrocketing energy costs. Energy prices have risen at more than twice the rate of inflation. Trump vowed not to approve wind or farmer-destroying solar projects, saying in a social media post, quote, "The days of stupidity are over in the USA." Energy analysts say renewable sources have little to do with recent price hikes, which are based on increased demand, aging infrastructure, and increasingly extreme weather events such as wildfires. In addition, the rapid growth of cloud computing and artificial intelligence fueling demand for energy-hungry data centers that need power to run servers, storage systems, network equipment, and cooling systems. Natural gas prices, in the meantime, rising sharply amid increased exports to Europe and other international customers. More than 40% of electricity generated by natural gas. Indiana farmland prices continued the trend of higher marks in 2025. The average price of top quality farmland, $14,826 an acre, a 3% increase from last year. A 110-acre farmland auction in Ohio yielded an amazing price in July. Auction representatives say there were 15 active bidders for the 3 tracts of land. The sale price was just under $37,000 an acre for over $4 million. 2 tracts sold for just shy of $42,000 an acre, the third at just under $29,000 an acre. And speaking of high auction prices, the Grand Champion Country Ham at the Kentucky State Fair at the Farm Bureau Ham Breakfast today sold for a whopping $10 million. That's down from $10.5 million just 1 year ago. Proceeds of the sale go to charities of the winning bidder's choice. Recent beef checkoff-funded research adds to evidence reinforcing the important role fresh beef plays in a healthy, sustainable diet. Texas Tech researchers found no effect of such intake on weight gain or related metabolic issues in adults. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.